traffic. Where precision in Lusaka, Ndola, Kitwe, or Solwezi, and let's get you driving straight to success.
Call QuickFit on 0765-192-800 or visit any branch, because at QuickFit, your car is our care.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Better Technology Group to increase its battery production capacity to 1 million units annually. NWASCO restores operating license for Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company. In global news, Musk-Trump dispute continues as Musk criticizes Trump's signature budget bill. Good evening for the Phoenix FM main news at 18 hours. My name is Constance Mwezinamwinga. Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Economic Development, Siyazongo Siyakalenga, says Better Technology Group Limited, a battery manufacturing company based in the Zambia Jiangxi Multi-Facility Economic Zone, plans to increase its production capacity from 300,000 to 1 million units annually by next year to meet domestic demand. Speaking during a tour of the Jiangxi Economic Cooperation Zone in Chibombo this afternoon, Dr. Siyakalenga explained that the plant, which specializes in car and energy storage batteries, will create employment opportunities, offering 1,000 direct local jobs and supporting an additional 4,000 indirect jobs. Dr. Siyakalenga says the company, which aims to produce more lithium batteries under Phase 3, wants to break the import monopoly and become the local battery manufacturing industry in Zambia. He has since commended the company's role in Zambia's economic development, emphasizing that such investments not only support the local economy, but also reduce the country's dependency on imported energy products.
And the batteries they manufacture from here, or they will continue to manufacture from here, will not only be batteries for the domestic market, but they are also looking at possibility of exporting batteries into the Comesa and SADC region. And they would like to make their presence here a long time partnership between the People's Republic of China and Zambia.
Meanwhile, Better Technology Group Limited President Poliwai says the company will continue to expand its projects in Zambia and offer quality products.
One thing I hope that the Zambia people or Zambia government and Arumi Sanwot, we can work hard together to develop Sanwot battery to the whole Africa. And we work hard to develop Sanwot battery in the future. Sanwot battery will be a very famous and excellent brand from Zambia.
The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation through the National Water Supply and Sanitation Council, NWASCO, has officially restored the operating license for Northwestern Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited effective 13th June 2025. The development follows significant progress recorded during the statutory management period and the subsequent appointment of a substantive board of directors and managing director. Masco Board Chairperson David Samazaka explains that the operating license was previously suspended on 19th January 2024 under the provisions of Section 21(1) of the Water Supply and Sanitation Act No. 28 of 1997 due to concerns over deteriorating operational performance. In a statement, Mr. Samazaka says this regulatory action aimed to facilitate the re-establishment of sound corporate governance and restore normal operations at the utility. He says in response, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovo appointed a statutory manager to oversee the affairs of the company, and the statutory management successfully stabilized operations and laid the groundwork for sustainable performance improvements. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, and the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding to enhance their collaboration in the fight against corruption. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Lusaka today, ACC Director General Daphne Chabo said the MOU sets up a framework for the two agencies to work more closely to identify potential corruption cases, ensure they secure handling of information, and make it available for investigations and other necessary actions. Ms. Chabo also noted that the MOU aligns with the interagency framework, a collaborative structure of which both the ACC and RATSA are members.
This MOU, therefore, paves the way for information sharing to support both investigative and preventive work, conducting joint operations, and most importantly, presenting a unified front to restore public confidence in service delivery through improved collaboration. Sharing information on corruption and illicitly acquired assets, especially high-value items like luxury motor vehicles, is very crucial for accountability.
Meanwhile, RATSA Chief Executive Officer Amon Mwemba has emphasized that the MOU will ensure the information shared between the two institutions is only used for its intended purposes.
We both keep information that is of high value, and we need to go in these MOUs so that we are able to assure each other that once this information is shared, it is kept the same way that each institution would keep that information. You know, it doesn't go beyond these. We use it for only the purposes that we get it for. And I'm sure that going forward, institutions like Smart Zambia and who are the custodians of linking all government departments will actually come in to link or help us to link to other government departments and expedite this process.
In other stories, Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia, ICTA's President Clement Senyangwe, has urged developers of artificial intelligence AI systems for education to prioritize ethical considerations in their work. This follows the National Assembly's adoption of a report last week recommending that government establish a policy and legal framework to regulate AI usage. Dr. Senyangwe tells Phoenix News that while AI is transforming the global education landscape, offering solutions that enhance learning outcomes, streamline administrative processes, and increase accessibility to learning materials, it must be developed responsibly. He has further pointed out that ethical implementation of AI in education is essential to ensuring equal opportunities for all students and fostering trust in the evolving technology. In global news, tech billionaire Elon Musk has stepped up his criticism of United States President Donald Trump's tax cuts and spending bill and renewed his call for a new political party. Musk's criticism of Trump's 940-page Big Beautiful Bill, which proposes tax breaks and sweeping cuts to healthcare and food programs, has been met with strong criticism from the Democratic Party as well as some members of Trump's Republican Party. In early June, Musk, a major campaign donor to Trump and former key aide, called the bill a disgusting abomination, leading to a public falling out with the Republican president. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
Mali's army says suspected Islamist gunmen have attacked several military sites in a series of coordinated raids. Local media says most of the attackers had been repelled. Mali and other Sahel states have spent years fighting jihadists linked to the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. A court in Algeria has confirmed a fine